New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's taking flack for the expensive trip he took to see his favorite football team, the Dallas Cowboys, play last Sunday, all on team owner Jerry Jones's dime. Will Christie pay a political price? WHYY's Katie Culinary does the math.
A ride to Dallas on a private jet? $20,000. A ticket for a seat in a luxury suite? $2,500. Another controversy swirling around this future presidential contender? Priceless, says political communications expert Mark Irian, who thinks it all helps the governor's image.
Chris Christie loves football. America loves football. He's enthusiastic about his childhood team, and that resonates with most people.
The backlash from some quarters isn't just about his love of a Texas team in a state that roots for New York and Philadelphia. It's unclear how Jones's gift squares with New Jersey's strict ethics rules, though governors get some leeway for gifts from personal friends. Another twist, a hospitality firm owned by Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has a contract with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. That, of course, is the agency at the center of the Bridgegate scandal. Princeton political historian Julian Zelizer says this and other episodes threaten Christie's American everyman image.
And he doesn't want to undermine that by getting too close or taking too many gifts from the sorts of people who are angering a lot of voters right now. And I think that's the real price he pays.
A Christie spokesman did not respond to multiple requests to comment. The legislative committee that probed Bridgegate says it may look into the Cowboys trip. I'm Katie Culinary, WHYY News.